From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's been a shooting in a lecture hall on the campus of Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. That's about 65 miles west of Chicago. Police confirm the gunman is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot, and at least 17 others are injured. Northern Illinois University is closed today and tomorrow, and counselors are being made available to students. Jim Killam is the faculty advisor for the Northern Star. That's the campus newspaper, and he joins us now. Mr. Killam, this all started midway through the afternoon, is that right?
About 3 o'clock, yes.
And what have you been able to piece together about the gunman and what happened?
From what we know, it was someone who came into a lecture hall. It was a large lecture hall with about 150 seats, theater-style seating. The gunman came from the stage area near where the faculty or where the professor would have been standing, and apparently opened fire on the class from that vantage point.
Do you get a sense of how quickly police responded, and was the gunman dead by the time they got there?
I probably better not speculate. We heard on the scanner as we were running out the door that the gunman was down and the weapon was secure, so that would have been, within about 10 minutes, but that's unsubstantiated.
I know you were out. You were shooting pictures. I've seen some of them on the website. What did you see when you went out to that area of campus?
Well, to preface that, normally I don't shoot pictures as the advisor. The students do all the work at the paper, but in a case like this, there was a camera there, so everybody just grabbed what they could and ran that direction. There were a couple of students down on the pavement outside of Cole Hall when I got out there, and they were being attended to by paramedics. And it looked like, from what we can tell, the shootings happened in the auditorium, and then people kind of scattered and ran all directions, and there were people showing up bloody in other buildings around campus. So at first, it may have looked like there was shootings going on all over the place, but it looked like it was just people running to those places.
Ambulances came very quickly, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the students in this lecture hall, many of them were able to escape, to run away, and immediately started calling their parents to say
yeah,
they were okay.
It even became hard to make cell phone calls because the lines were all jammed and every student you saw was on a cell phone. So, and there were minutes after this happened, it appeared that the scene was secured because people were just kind of milling around and there wasn't anybody running and screaming or anything like that. So, it was over fairly quickly from what we know.
Do you know, did the campus, after the shootings last year at Virginia Tech, did the campus revise its plans for security, for notification, in case anything like this would happen?
It did. I wouldn't be the right one to talk to about that. The police chief or the public affairs people would. But, yes, they did have a plan that they reviewed and revised.
What does the campus look like now?
Well, I'm in the newspaper office, and I've been here since we got back from, being out there with that. So it's hard to say. Everything's locked down, and all the classes are canceled tonight and tomorrow. And, of course, everybody's pretty much in their dorms or wherever or have gone home. My perspective right now has just been from the newspaper office, and all we've been doing is trying to file stories and answering media calls.
Mr. Killam, this sounds like just a terrifying day there on campus. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Jim Killam is the faculty advisor for the Northern Star newspaper. That's the campus newspaper at Northern Illinois University. Again, a gunman opened fire in a lecture hall there this afternoon. At least 17 people were injured. The gunman fatally shot himself.